Hi there. Welcome to Hub International program Onboarding with Trimetrics. This program is presented by my company, Priceless Professional Development, and I am Susie Price. We've been in business since 2004, and our focus is to help organizations build a wake-up, eager workforce. We have worked with Hub International since 2015 as your account manager and as your Trimetrics expert, and Hub has been using Trimetrics since 2009. Today, who's going to benefit from this program? We're going to talk about how to use Trimetrics throughout the employee lifecycle. So taking a hiring assessment and using it throughout onboarding, team building, and development, conflict resolution. And today specifically, it is about onboarding. So if you are interested in improving the onboarding process, this will be a good program for you. I know that Hub has a great onboarding process. We're going to help you make it even better by helping you use the data you already have on the candidates that you assessed. That data is easily available, it's low cost to reuse it into a coaching report, which I'm going to explain. And you'll be able to take that information and that data to better understand the employee, to improve communication, understand their strengths. All of this is the goal is to reduce turnover and improve new hire productivity. So what are we going to cover today? We are going to talk about why onboarding matters. And so what we want to do is just remind you that you get about 90 days to prove to an employee that they made a great decision. And that's more important today than ever. We'll talk a little bit more about that research. But the faster that you can have them feel welcomed and prepared, the faster they will be able to contribute and the more likely they will stay. So we're going to just reiterate that. So that's top of mind for you. We're going to talk about specifically how to use Trimetrics in onboarding. We have a simple four-step process. We're going to go through it step by step. We're going to show you how easy it is to take the data. We've got an onboarding agenda that will help you connect with the employee in those first 90 days and help you better understand the employee. And you don't have to be any kind of expert in the assessment. We've stripped out all of the graphs and the things in this coaching report that you're using for onboarding to make it easy. And we outline specific steps in the onboarding agenda, which we will show you and which is going to help with the turnover, retention, help them get up to speed faster. We've got a lot of development tools that are available to you. I'm going to show you what they are so you can use them and understand them. You can use them for yourself. You can use them for your employees, but they're all complimentary. And I just want to make sure you know they're available. And if employees that know that someone's investing in their growth thrive. And we have a lot of tools that tie to Trimetrics, and you already have the Trimetrics data on so many employees. We want to make sure that you can use it. So I just mentioned and talked a little bit about the employee life cycle, but I just kind of want you to see this and think about it and see how this is possible. This video today is about onboarding. We're going to create a second video at the Hub Trimetrics training portal on conflict resolution and coaching. We've got specific models and things that you could use to use the data, and then also team building. And all of that's going to be complimentary. And just a reminder, you do not have to be an expert. We do certify people and we can do more training, but what we're doing is making this accessible to you now with the knowledge that you know and trying to simplify the data so you can use it. Talking about knowing the information, I want to make sure you're familiar with hiring with Trimetrics. Those are three videos. You see them here. They're under 20 minutes each. They're for the new users and then for all levels of expertise. They build on each other. They really give you the basics about Trimetrics and they go into what's measured. And so if you haven't watched those, I would say go do that if you want to better understand Trimetrics as a tool. If you have new hires or you just need a refresher and they're using Trimetrics in hiring, make sure you get the value out of it. If you don't have time to watch the videos, make sure you at least go get the Hiring with Trimetrics Time Saver document. It outlines the steps and gives you links and everything you need, everything that's covered in the videos. And last but not least, in case you're not aware, there is a completion certificate. If someone completes this, we will create a certificate and send it to them and send it to their manager if they share the manager's name. So use this to better understand what is going on with TriMetrics. We're not going to go into a lot of detail about what's measured. It's all covered here. Want to talk a little bit about SHRM and Gallup organization. They are the two research companies that I use to get data, the most recent data on onboarding. So the Society of Human Resource Management is what SHRM is. And this is I pulled from a 2022 report, Onboarding New Employees, Maximizing Success. And then the Gallup organization, they're known for workplace research. They write a report every year, the State of the American Workplace. So all of the data that I'm going to share with you, just to bring home and maybe do a little bit of a sales job on reminding you how important onboarding is and how having a great experience makes a difference. First stat that is astonishing is that 50% of employees voluntarily leave after 2 years. So that if you have not heard that stat before, you might be familiar or living with it. We want to do things to change that statistic in your office and with your employees, because it's very expensive, it's very stressful, so many costs, but at a minimum, it's 1.5 times each person's salary when you think about not only the hard costs, but the soft costs that you have when you have turnover. And especially when it's somebody, one of your great employees, it might be even higher. So great onboarding makes a difference. It's easy to kind of minimize it. Oh, it's just one day, it's just one impression, but every impression matters. And first impressions really do matter. great onboarding increases retention by 70%, increases productivity by 82%. Huge numbers here. So we want to take advantage of that. And we want to make sure we're doing great onboarding. But here's the problem. Only 12% of employees think that their onboarding is great. I'm going to show you some of the problems that you might have experienced in your career. I know I have, or you might know that happens sometimes within an organization. But there's a great opportunity here to increase and do great boarding with data, onboarding with data you already have, make connections with employees. It will make a difference. You know, so we might believe that it's just one thing, but Gallup repeatedly states that every interaction affects the strength of the employee to company relationship. And once again, I'll say initial impressions matter. So they say great onboarding and has great outcomes. Let's look at some bad onboarding. Here's one example in some of the reporting. Something that didn't work. This is an employee. You can read what his experience, but basically he went from 8 to 6, no breaks, felt like I was a captive. Then we had homework in the evening. So the first impression to this employee is this place is a grind. They don't care. You know, the subtle message is all they care about is the homework or the paperwork. And they're not really tuning into me. I was nervous and excited to be here. What a letdown. You can think about it from the employee's perspective. And then one of the things in the research is that 58% of onboarding is primarily process and paperwork. So that's a very systemic, black and white, I don't see you and value you kind of experience for an employee to have on their first day. And I've experienced this in my career. I worked for a large technology company, and these kind of things happened, and it left you cold. It left you so excited for this new experience. On these onboarding that were not great in the research, on average, there are 41 administrative tasks assigned. So nothing wrong with administrative tasks. That's all a part of getting somebody into the big system. But we need to make sure we're putting connection first. And then we're thinking about the tasks and the processes. Today, more than ever, employees see the employer through different lens. You are probably very aware of this, but people are less inclined to stay for the money. They signed up for an experience. They signed up for what they saw on social media, what the experience they had in the interview. And when that's different than what they experience, especially on the first day when they're the most vulnerable and the most expectant, if they don't get that experience, they're more willing to look elsewhere. So their employees today are more than ever, I think we always have been, but more than ever are consumers of the workplace. And so we want to make sure we're not guilty of that. Here's another typical negative experience. And this is a lady smiling, and she says, "I'm quitting to pursue my dream of not working here. Here's a negative onboarding experience, a lot of red tape, didn't have access to the systems I need to perform my job. So took 6 weeks to get the resources." Here's another new hire. This is very common. So big ruha, you know, "Susie's here today, our new employee." But on the second day, everybody, including the manager, was too busy to meet. So what did we learn in this quick start of this dialogue is that people are deciding in 90 days whether they're going to stay or leave. A lot of people are leaving before 2 years, senior executives, entry level and all, and it's very expensive. So even more important today than ever, if people don't get the experience that they want, they'll look for new opportunities. And they may, if they don't look for new opportunities, they may stay and quit without telling you. They might get angry or distaste for an organization and take deliberate steps to undermine it. So great. And what we've also learned is great onboarding helps retention by a large percentage and helps productivity, but often onboarding is not great. So there's always a risk of losing great employees. If you watch the Hiring with Talent, Hiring with Trimetrics videos, we saw this graph about reducing the risk by making sure you have job fit. Once you hired the best, now you want to reduce the risk that we're talking about here. Great onboarding, use the Trimetrics coaching report and get to know you onboarding meetings, which I'm going to review with you now. We outline all of this in the agenda. But what is a Trimetrics coaching report and what is onboarding meetings? Let me just show you some visuals. This is some things that we use in our social media. The reports don't look like this, but visually I'm showing you what you can learn about a new hire in an easy, quick way. This is from the candidate report that was completed. We turn it into a coaching report. And you know, here we get insights about someone. You're hiring him, Harry, for example. Then you need to acclimate them to the job, but also your team is acclimating to them. And then he is acclimating to you and the whole organization. So this gives you a broad understanding of your new hire's work style. This is from the DISC assessment, tells you just how the person likes to interact, the pace they like to work, how they respond to rules and processes. And if you look at this and you look at the data that I'm going to show you from the other coaching pages, and social media is, you know, how quickly you get to know new hire Harry. It might have taken you months without this coaching information. Here's some communication tips with the DISC assessment in Trimetrics. It tells you do's and don'ts in the coaching. Here are the things that help new hire Harry be successful. Here are the things that might be blind spots or that are hard for him. You can always lean into someone else's style to get to know them better. And it's giving you tips on enhancing interpersonal communication. It isn't really about catering, it's adapting, it's leaning into, it's reducing unnecessary friction and frustration for the team, for the individual, and all of this increases performance and satisfaction. Here's blind spots. We all have our natural strengths. They get overused because we're good at these things. And so when we overuse them, they can become blind spots. The assessment is powerful in helping us know what those blind spots are. And they are potential areas for development. And so that's why it's always, I've talked so much about strengths and knowing what they are, but we all have blind spots. And so here are new hire Harry's and just a visual way to show you that is in the assessment. So you're seeing that the coaching report from Trimetrics that you have from the candidate can be very helpful. What you want is this. We want an employee to say it's good to be here. And what we all need, things that are measured by the Gallup organization that encourage commitment, engagement, encourage people to want to stay is what people want from you. They want someone who encourages their development. They want someone who's tuned into them and talks to them about their progress. They want someone who's going to help them learn and grow. Show them how to stay, own their talents, and contribute it generously. Employees might be more aware today of the experience, but the stats from the Gallup organization about engagement regarding growth and somebody tuning into them and caring about them have been valid since the early 2000s when they first started doing this research. So that has not changed. It is the stuff that matters. So what we want to do and what we want you to use the coaching report for during the onboarding process is connect first, paperwork and process second. Still do the paperwork and process, but if the connection is in there first, this is what people need and want to be productive. One of the things that Gallup also talks about is, does my manager or someone at work seem to care about me as a person? This coaching report and the process we're getting ready to go through will help you demonstrate that care. And it'll help you if you're busy, because it will give you a process that you can implement. And it's going to be so simple and easy. Once you do it and go through it, you're going to be amazed and want to do it. So what is the onboarding process with TriMetrics? There are four steps. You see them listed here. And we're going to go through them together. What we also have for you, and it's on the Hub TriMetrics training page, is an onboarding and coaching time saver document. And I'm going to go through the document with you, but you can all print this, save this. This is your reference document that has all the links of everything that I'm getting ready to show you. So first, what we're going to do is we're going to get a new hire at the coaching report. And again, I keep referencing over to the right, your time saver document, that will help you. So this is the time saver document for onboarding. And I just want to point out a few things. This is the opening and some comments. I'm restating here what I just talked about what people want from their manager. They want care. They want to focus on strengths. They want growth and development. Yes, you're going to do processes and procedures, but put people first. People, then people before tasks, before systems. And you will fare much better. Doesn't mean there aren't tasks and there aren't systems, but you prioritize them in such a way. And this process will help you do that. So the first is the person with the assessment is PWA, a little circle move there, but it's person with the assessment. You'll see that that mentioned there. Consider using this process for your own growth. So if you go through this process in this video with me today watching this and you decide you want to do it for yourself, we can create a streamlined coaching report for you. The cost to take a candidate report and convert it to a coaching report is $20. If you are taking this training and you want to apply this to yourself, we will waive that $20. It's nothing you pay up front. It's just done in the billing that we do every month. The TriMetrics coaches, the people who understand and use TriMetrics for themselves, do a better job of helping their employees, which makes a lot of sense. And just a reminder, assessments should be considered less than 30% of any decision. We do that in hiring. It's not the whole of an individual, but it certainly is going to give you a lot of good information about how they like to drive, what puts gas in their tank, and what's under the hood. So here is the first step, and this is, we're continuing on using that time saver document that you can download. I'm just showing you what's in there and restating, as you see the words PWA, it's the coachee, it's the person with the assessment. And then we will help you convert a report to a candidate report to a coaching report. Your human resource professionals will get up to speed over time. I am showing people how to do this. It takes basically 5 seconds to do it once you know how to do it. And again, the cost is very inexpensive. So that's the first step. And here's what it looks like. You've got your candidate report. So candidate's a talent report, candidate Kevin. And now Kevin is new hire Kevin, and it goes to a coaching report. And that's what it looks like on the front. Goes from 17 pages to 47. And here's an example. Here's the candidate report, something you're familiar seeing. You see how it's abbreviated. We abbreviate it to make it easier for you to focus on what is being measured. Here is the first one was how they drive, gas and tank. This is under the hood. You look at hiring with TriMetrics, those videos, that will tell you more. Here's what a few snapshots of some of the pages in the coaching report. Talks about motivators. I mean, this is this person's motivators. It talks about style. This is how they drive. Here's that checklist for communicating that I showed you with the image from Harry. It also has time wasters in there. So it's a lot of really good information about who we are, where we can grow, where we have strengths. These are powerful. I'm going to go in a little bit more detail with these pages. Ideal environment, keys to motivating, keys to managing. There's a list of personal skills. That's part of your onboarding conversation. During your onboarding conversation, which I'm going to go through with you, we've got an agenda. you would ask Kevin, you would go to Ideal Environment and say, Kevin, new hire Kevin, this is a list of items that the assessment says are important to you in an environment. Can you look at them and give me, tell me what three stand out for you right now? What is most important to you? And tell me a little bit about why. So this is caring about Kevin as an individual. It's teaching you about what Kevin needs to be successful. It's helping Kevin learn from his assessment. A lot of times we know these things, but we've never verbalized them. No one spent the time with us to help us understand that we need these things to be successful. And this is going to move you 6 months into, it would take you 6 months to a year to understand this about Kevin. So you're shortening that cycle and becoming a more effective leader and giving Kevin an opportunity for growth. So you would, Kevin's going to select the top three, or you can pick what, however you want to do it. But in the agenda, that's how we have it. And we ask them to explain why. So they don't just say it, but they get to verbalize what that means. You'll learn all kinds of things from people that will help you. So my past environment was this. This is why it's important to me now. In my family, it was this. I mean, it will go beyond what you currently know about the employee. Same thing with keys to motivating. Hey, Kevin, pick your top three. What things are most important to you? You're going to get a manual. This is keys to managing. This is a manual on the individual and how you help them as their leader, mentor, coach be successful. And it builds greater self-awareness for Kevin. So that's the new hire coaching report. That's some of the process. And now what we're going to do is we're going to send the new hire email. And we're going to go refer to that time saver document again. And it's step two is we're going to send the work to the person with the assessment, the pre-work. And you'll see here that there's a guideline for reviewing results. I'm going to show you that. And there's a video. So I said, you do not have to be an expert in the assessment. I've taken out most of the graphs. It's mostly verbiage. And we've guided you through. You'll see as you see the agenda. But they will have guidelines for the reviewing their results. And they'll have a video that goes through what is measured. And I'm on that video and saying, okay, this part measures this. This part measures that. I've had countless people who were nervous about their assessment. People tend to feel a little judged at first. We're doing everything we can to reduce resistance so that people feel engaged and excited about this and interested in it. And so the video, I've had people say, wow, I felt so much better after I watched the video. The human tendency is to look at what's wrong first. And there's so many strengths that are revealed in these assessments. And that is where we want their attention to be. So that's why it's called a strength revealer video. And then you have an opportunity to set up, hey, let's talk about this. We're going to do some getting to know each other type conversations. Okay, so there's your sample email. This is the guide. In that sample email was a link to the guide. And this is all in the time saver document. And here's what's measured. You're again trying to give them information. You're wanting to reduce resistance. You're telling them, okay, here's what's measured in the assessment that you had, you've taken, and it is a reminder, it's a reminder to look at your strengths. We're only focused on development areas that are hindering your ability. Don't dismiss a blind spot is what number four is. Don't try to digest this all at once. So this is like you're a mentor talking to them saying, here, let's set perspective here, and you're also trying to reduce resistance. We also give them actions to take. Again, this is perspective, has them do something with their report. They own the report. The report does not own them. You can tell them that. Not everybody agrees with everything in their report. What we do is say, hey, check the things you agree with, X the things you don't. And then if you have questions, you can put a question mark. So that gives them something to do with the report, take ownership of it. We're reminding them to remain a sense of humor that you are special and you are unique, and we're reminding them about the power of strengths. So that is what's in that one page guide document. This is to empower them to reduce resistance. Also, here they get this debrief video link, and the link is in that time saver document. Here it is. You can go check it out, processprofessional.com/my-assessment, and we give them these actions. All of this is about reducing resistance. The video is about, I think, 30 minutes, and you have them view that, read their report. Hopefully, they'll check X or have questions on their assessment. If they have any questions that you aren't sure about how to answer, you can always contact me, make a note of them, and say, hey, I'll get back to you in our next meeting. Okay, so this is to set them up for success, to tune into them, And then on this page that we reference, it's material for them that they can use. So your motivated self-paced learners well, can only not only watch the video, but they can use, there's debrief tools, there's all kinds of memory jogger cards. Some people really like this, the learners, people who are really motivated. You're giving them access to a development plan worksheet that you could use with them. There's a TriMetrics University that gives you videos and audio and worksheet on everything that's measured in TriMetrics. So at the end of the day, if all you did was have them go look at the video, that's all you need to do with the onboarding. But I just want you to know that all these other materials are there too. There's tons of leadership development tools and hiring, and there's all kinds of resources there that they could access if they wanted. Okay, so we're now into step three. We're going to meet with the new hire and you're going to follow the agenda. Again, links to everything is in the Time Saver document that you can access. And it's step three of that Time Saver document. And there's an onboarding agenda. And there's a link to that. There's also with onboarding some ideas and tips and things you can take. This is from a book that we wrote and we just pulled it from that. But there's some things that other organizations do to make people feel welcome and make it a great onboarding experience. And not just one day, but those first 90 days is when they're deciding. So let's look at this onboarding agenda. This is session one of three, and your focus is to get to know your new hire. And so this is what you'll get when you open that link. There's some insight here from me. It gives you your first question. Just ask the question, how are things going? What's going well? What could be better? How can I help? So you're probably meeting them after they've had maybe their official onboarding, but you ask this at every session, and we have three sessions. You have an icebreaker. Think of all the people who've influenced you as you were growing up. Who had the most influence on you? This is a way to get to know them. You share your answers too, so the employee gets to know you. And really think about who's influenced you. And you'll learn something about them, what's important to them. And 98% of the time, what they say, who they say influenced them matches what puts gas in their tank, which is the personal interests, attitudes, and values, which is the motivators in the assessment. And I see it all the time. If I'm facilitating people, I always ask this question. You learn a lot, you share a lot. It's a little bit personal without being too personal. You know, who influenced you and why? And so somebody who's high social altruistic, sometimes they had their father help the poor, they'll tell you that story. Or maybe somebody's individualistic, their mother was a president of the PTA and always was leading and had them always selling things. So you know, you can see that why they're individualistic, which is this drive to advance, and utilitarian, which is to get return on investments. You see it, and it's just a great discussion. You don't have to make that correlation during the discussion, but you are going to learn more about them. And this turns this into a different type of meeting. This is a get to know you, I care about you meeting. And then you can just follow what we're talking about here. What we want you to do is make notes, listen to understand, ask questions. The first is the motivators. There's a memory jogger card that explains the motivators. That would be good to print out. It just lists the six motivators and you can say, okay, look, you scored number, your top motivator is this. Let's see what the memory jogger card says about it. The same thing with behavioral characteristics. And then your close is you each share what was most useful. We're going to do this in every meeting. So new hire, Kevin, what was most useful from this conversation today? What was helpful? You'll ask the question. You'll be amazed at what you hear. You'll learn a lot about doing these sessions, about why you're doing it. And then you could share, well, you know, I really like that I learned this about you. And as I said, there are three meetings, so you want to schedule your next meeting. If you do this, this will help you not be the manager who's so busy that they don't get to get with their employee. If you start this, you'll at least have three good meetings and you'll be so ahead of the game in regard to understanding your employee. This is session two. Again, how are things going? What's going well? What could be better? How can I help? Are great leader questions. How's it going? Meetings could be all that you have sometimes, but since we have the assessment with new hire Kevin, we want to help him be successful. Here we're reviewing pages 22 through 26 on the report. And in each section, you're doing what I showed you earlier, share it, pick the items that are important to you and why they stand out, have a discussion, just spend time with the person. And then you'll each share what was most useful, schedule a third meeting. And the third meeting, you're looking at the person, you're asking, how's it going? And then you're looking straight at the competencies. There are 7 personal skills. Those are the greatest strengths. How can they be used on the job? You're looking at the lower personal skills and saying, okay, no one aces all of these 23 skills. This is the under the hood horsepower. Ask or point out an area or two that would be important to the job and discuss ideas for developing that area. So you're right away, you're acknowledging their strengths. The top 7 are their greatest strengths. And this is under the hood horsepower that they bring to the job, and say, that's why I hired you. We saw this in you, showed up on the assessment. Oh, look at some new things that we're learning. Most people really like to do this and see this. And then one area on the lower, items that are 20, 21, 22, 23 that are important to the job, just pick one and say, hey, let's look at something and let's look at these and go look at the TriMetrics Learning Bites and get some information from that to share for development. And again, what's most useful and determine what's next. Are you going to follow up again in a month? Are you going to see them at the next meeting? But always opening this way and closing this way is a great leader. All right. Here's some feedback from an initially resistant leader who went through this process, a somewhat large organization. They had 13 senior executives. This person was coming in as their new boss. They'd worked with the new CEO for 20 years, most of them. And so it was a big deal that they had a new boss. This new boss is very return on investment oriented, high utilitarian, high individualistic, high dominant style. Really didn't want to take the time to do these meetings. The CEO insisted, and this was the feedback. You can see what I bolded. We all understand our strengths. We're working better together. I refer to the assessments. It helps me. And we're better relating to each other. And at the end, conceded, well, okay, this has been effective and worth the time. So just some feedback on the process. The fourth step is to share resources. And then here's some different resources through coaching. The TriMetrics University Learning Bites are the big thing. There's an online development plan in the coaching video, which is the next video that I will create, coaching and conflict resolution with TriMetrics. We'll go into that in more depth, but just know that feel free to use those resources. The Learning Bites might be the best place where you can go get information to share for development. This is more on the coaching, additional coaching resources. And again, this will be referenced in the next Hub TriMetrics training videos. So here's a reminder on some of the resources. This is a link that's in the Time Saver document, but you can use this anytime. You don't have to just use it in onboarding. There are 100 plus tools. Here's a list of some things that are there. Take advantage of that. This is your Time Saver document. This is a must have. This recaps everything we just talked about. Don't forget this process. It's outlined in that Time Saver document. Here's some additional resources. Follow me on social media to find some of these. I have a Wake Up Equal Workforce podcast. You can follow me there. You can also follow me at Priceless Professional Development. But we did a Getting New Hires to Stay podcast. If you wanted to go into more detail or help new leaders on your team, you can listen. There's also transcripts that you can read. Tells you a little bit about what to do and why it matters. And if you like to listen to podcasts, you can go to one of our latest episodes, episode 81, Hiring with TriMetrics. It won't be specifically to Hub, but it'll recap or reshare some of the things that are covered in the Hub TriMetrics training. In the Hub TriMetrics Hiring with TriMetrics training, we saw this gentleman and we said, okay, we want this. We don't want the person who doesn't fit in the car, who's too little for the car, too big for the car, good people, can't drive. Same thing. Once we get this great person on, we've looked for fit. We spent a lot of time hiring them. Let's keep them. Let's start with great onboarding. I'm hoping that you will use TriMetrics coaching tool to keep that smile on this employee's face. We want them to be happy, productive, to stay, own their job, and contribute their talent generously. I added you in there because of a reminder, if you would like to use this process on yourself, let me know. I will convert the assessment for you and waive the $20 conversion fee. If you haven't taken TriMetrics, you would need to take that first. but use this process on yourself. It'll feel much easier if you do that, and you'll be more effective as a coach. But at the end of the day, Hartman said this, he's the founder of one of the science of the what's under the hood. In the 1960s, what was true then is still true today. We've got to know this, and we've got to provide. Hartman also said, you know, people first, people before tasks, before systems. And he said tasks and systems matter. That's how we make great decisions, but we're way more effective in making great decisions and keeping people if we put people first. And he was right. So that's our onboarding with TriMetrics process. Please call, contact me if you have any questions. I love and appreciate working with you. Thank you for being a priceless client. Hub International is full of wonderful people, and it is my honor to be able to support you in these processes. Thank you, and have a great, great day, and continue on with great onboarding.